now present George Edwards in Frankenstein. Baron Frankenstein was gradually recovering his health, and he was telling his story to his friend Captain Walton on the ship Voyager, which was icebound somewhere near the North Pole. On one occasion, just after Frankenstein had described the death of his wife, the monster appeared on the ship. He went to the cabin, and there he attacked Captain Walton. Frankenstein advised the captain to carry firearms in future and to let his crew do the same. The next day, Captain Walton again visited Frankenstein's cabin.
Great, Captain. What news?
The ship is carefully guarded, Baron Frankenstein. We have seen no sign of the monster.
He swore that he would return here to kill me.
He cannot board this vessel now without being seen. I have placed men on guard all over the vessel.
Oh, that monster is almost a devil. You do not know what he can do.
I must apologize to you because of the abject fear which I showed yesterday.
You need not apologize, Captain. All men show fear when they see the monster. I am his creator, and I am afraid.
Did you say that the monster is impervious to bullets?
I did not say that. He has certainly been wounded twice, but he has recovered. He is so strong.
Well, if we have another visit from him, it shall be his last. I swear that we shall kill him.
I hope so.
Do you feel you are able to tell me what happened after the death of your beloved wife?
Well, the bodyguard Fabian and myself found my wife's body at the foot of the stairs. I picked the body up tenderly and bore it to another room while Fabian went for assistance. I looked at the still form of my wife. Then I knelt down and prayed. I pray that I be granted life so that I may destroy the monster which I created. Has not my punishment been enough? Have not others suffered because of my sin? When will my suffering cease? Oh, Elizabeth, my beloved wife, I will live to avenge you and to avenge those who have died because of my evil work.
I kept my promise, Frankenstein.
What? You here?
You cannot move. The creature is stronger than the creator. I hold you fast.
Oh, so great is my hatred that it gives me strength. I shall free myself. I shall kill you.
Hear me, little man. I despise you.
Let me go. Let me go. Let me go.
Hear me. Did you not condemn me to a life without a mate, without a companion? Did you not create me and make me an object of hatred and contempt? Now all men are against you. They know that you created me. They know that you have brought misery to others. Therefore, you will become an object of hatred and contempt. You are now without a wife. I killed her. That is her still body lying on the bed. Suffer now as I have suffered, Frankenstein.
Oh, if only I had the strength to kill you.
You have not the strength. In your foolishness, you have made your creature stronger than yourself. My work is done now. I am leaving here. I cannot make you suffer more. I know that every man's hand will be against you, and you will be an outcast just as I am.
Where are you going?
Who knows? I shall wander the world. Mayhap I will find someone as hideous as myself. Someone who will be a companion to me. Wherever you go, I shall follow you. If it be to the ends of the earth, I will not be content to rest until I have destroyed you. Have a care that I do not destroy you. I could do it now. Feel you, my fingers about your throat.
All right. Why do you not kill me? It would be a merciful release. But I should not die happily, knowing that you still live.
You shall live on. You shall suffer as I have suffered. Mayhap we shall meet again. we shall meet again, I swear it. But tell me, have you the powers of evil? How is it that you were able to find us? How is it that you were able to get into the house?
I laughed as I watched you searching for me. You did not think that I could find shelter on the roof, that I could lower myself into the window of this room. Your wife slept. But she heard me as I came through the window. She started up and seized her pistol. She fired, but her aim was wild. She did not struggle much, Frankenstein. Then I took her body and hurled it down the stairs.
You have been on the roof all the time?
I have.
Oh, Frankenstein, I have sent for the book.
Why? The monster! Shoot him!
You shall not kill me!
Oh, he's not my homicide! Let him let me go now! He's choking me!
Oh, let that man go! Do not kill him!
He shall die! All my enemies shall die! Do not approach Frankenstein! With one hand I can slay this man! With the other I hold you at bay!
Oh, do not kill that man!
He shall die!
Choking, dear!
It gives me pleasure to make men die! One man gave me life, but I have given death to many!
Help! Help!
The man struggles grow weaker, Frankenstein! You cannot aid him now! I hurl him aside! And thus another of my enemies has died! I hurl you aside! And I say farewell! Seek not to find me! My work here is done!
Oh, come back! I must have further speech with you. I must find some way to make peace with you.
You will have peace if you do not strive to follow me.
What happened, Baron Frankenstein? Did the monster make his escape?
He climbed through the window and with surprising agility scrambled onto the roof. I could not go after him, but I called for help. When I turned, I saw the body of my wife lying on the bed and the body of the man, Fabian, lying on the floor. Oh, words cannot express my utter horror and remorse. I think I wept and hurled myself on the floor in a frenzy of agony. Presently the door opened and the burgomaster entered. As soon as he saw me...
Baron Frankenstein, what has happened?
Oh, if you have a pistol, dare shoot me. Put an end to my life. I cannot live on.
What has happened to Fabian?
He is dead. Murdered by the monster. My wife is also dead.
Murdered by the monster which you say you created.
I did create him. And may God forgive me for that sin. It seems that my suffering is never to end. I am guilty of the murder of these innocent people.
For months we have been striving to find that monster and to destroy him. If you are his creator, as you say, then it is your responsibility to find him and destroy him, Baron Frankenstein.
I know it.
I have communicated with the authorities, and there is talk of ordering your arrest. If you created a devil, you should be punished.
Oh, have I not been punished enough?
The people of the village murmur against you. They say that you should be hanged for these murders.
Oh, I fear that I am going mad. I know that I turned this murderer loose upon society, that while he lives there may be other murders. Therefore I swear a sacred oath that while there is breath in my body, while I live I shall devote my life to tracking him down.
We feel that if you remain here, the monster will remain, that other lives will be in danger.
So all men are against me. I am to suffer as my creature has suffered. I am to know what it is to be a fugitive, an object of hatred and scorn. It seems that his revenge is indeed complete.
I advise you, for your own sake, to leave here today.
I will leave very soon. Spare me a few minutes so that I may pray beside the body of my beloved wife. Then will my journey commence. Where it will take me, I know not. But if it be to the end of the earth, I will find him and destroy him. Oh, would that I destroyed him before I gave him life.
So be it, Baron Frankenstein. I will see that you are not molested before you leave the village.
Oh, await me downstairs. I will join you in a few minutes.
So, Baron Frankenstein, you were forced to leave your native village.
Yes. When I left my home, my first act was to try and find some clue
by which I might trace the steps of my fiendish enemy. I wandered to the cemetery, and I prayed a while by the grave of the child William. Then I heard a sound behind me. I looked up, and it was the monster watching me. He did not speak, but fled away, and I pursued him, only to lose him. But he left a trail of death and disaster wherever he went, and for many months the ceaseless pursuit went on. Sometimes I would almost come up with him. Once, when I was traveling by night, the broad disk of the moon arose, and it shone upon a huge, ghastly, distorted shape which fled before me with more than mortal speed. I went to the coast, and by a strange chance, I saw the fiend hide himself in a vessel bound for the Black Sea. I booked my passage in the same ship, but he escaped, I know not how. I traveled to the wilds of Tartary and Russia, and once I came upon a peasant's home in the wilds of Tartary. I saw the peasant standing outside his cottage. He was wringing his hands in terror and said, "I have seen the devil himself. A strange, horrid fiend."
"Tell me, my friend, what have you seen?"
"The devil himself, I tell you, sir. A huge, shambling creature with a countenance more hideous than I have ever seen. He forced his way into my cottage, took all my food, ate it himself, and placed his cold, clammy hands upon my throat. I screamed in mortal agony. Then he withdrew his hands and laughed, the most ghastly laugh that I have ever heard."
"Tell me, where did this creature go?"
"I know not. He went out of my cottage, and I was afraid to follow him."
"Here, take the silver to compensate you for anything which the monster stole from you. I must be close to him. I feel my search will soon end."
"Oh, that laugh again. He will kill us. Do not let him kill me."
"My quarry is near me. Stand aside, man. This time he shall die."
"What happened, Baron Frankenstein? Did you shoot the monster?"
"Ask me no more now. I am tired. Later on, I will tell you what happened on that fateful day.